The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
Sir, did General Mullen do the right thing, sir?
I have great confidence in General Mullen.
This would be dangerous and an usurpation of authority that is historically anomalous.
I see nothing that would cause any concern.
The only thing that I can see that is a rational course of action going forward is to suspend him immediately. He should have his clearance suspended. He should have all duties suspended.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Yesterday, I believed that General Milley will resign. Maybe you were right. Maybe he isn't going anywhere. Because now they're giving all kinds of cover, and he's getting cover from some peculiar corners, like Republicans, who one would think kind of know better. Senator Lindsey Graham, he's a hawk if there ever was one. He respects the military. A lot of people criticize Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina because he wants to allegedly fight endless wars. He's the one who said a week or two ago, we're going to go back to Afghanistan. So surely Senator Graham is condemning General Milley's allegedly treasonous behavior, right? Well, check this out. Here's Lindsey Graham last night with Lawrence Jones on Fox News Channel.
Well, number one, I don't want to try General Milley or anybody else in the media. You know, Mike was a Green Beret. He was a warrior out there killing the bad guys. I spent 33 years as a judge advocate in the Air Force, as a military judge, defense counsel, and a prosecutor. So before we court-martial somebody, let's get the evidence. What do I want to hear? I want to hear from Milley. I'm tired of talking about what the book says Milley said. I want to see the transcript, and I want to hear from Milley, and I will say this, as been a military lawyer for 33 years, if the book is accurate and the conversation did occur as described in the book, General Milley undercut civilian control of the
military.
Senator,
I just want to stay with you for a second because I hear what you're saying, and everyone is innocent until proven otherwise. But we already know from the interim DOD, the acting Secretary of Defense, that he did not approve the second phone call. Now, I know the generals like doing what they want to do, but we have a system in America. Yeah. It wasn't approved. So should he resign simply based on that?
Well, Dan, we don't know what the phone call was about. Dan nailed it.
Doesn't matter.
What the hell were they talking about?
It wasn't approved.
I think it, no, I mean, generals talk to generals all the time about the state of military exercises. I don't buy that at all. The content does matter. Dan was right. If the content was that we've got a shaky president, I promise you we're not going to attack, but if he does something crazy, I'll give you a heads up. That's completely unacceptable.
I mean, that is a lame, lame answer. And Lawrence Jones, to his credit, man, he is right in Lindsey Graham's face. And he's saying, I mean, good for Lawrence. Here's Tucker Carlson last night. I mean, this is really alarming. I'm waiting for Tom Cotton's full-throated condemnation of General Milley. As Lawrence Jones put it, this seems real, real clear. An unauthorized phone call behind the back of the President of the United States? Civilian control? Are you kidding me? Here's Tucker Carlson asking a perfectly plausible question last night.
Oh, we don't want to jump to conclusions yet. Really? What conclusions? At the time that interview took place, this morning, it had already been conclusively established that Mark Milley was pushing open racism on the United States military, that he had bragged to fellow officers about resisting the American president, quote, with guns, and that he had told military officials that he, not the president, controlled our country's nuclear arsenal. So how much more evidence do you need exactly? And why does no one in Washington consider this a crisis? The leadership of the Pentagon, some of them anyway, constitute a threat to the United States.
Is Tucker Carlson wrong? You know, he's referring to the Lindsey Grahams and the Tom Cottons of the world who are sort of giving cover to General Milley. Here was Tom Cotton. Now, Tom Cotton, he is a full-throated, full-scale, pro-military, rock-rib conservative. You know, I mean, here's Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News.
This is one of those claims, obviously, that seems a little far-fetched, the idea that an American military general is going to warn an adversary if an attack is coming. As you say, when Donald Trump was never even thinking about a military attack against China, the whole thing is pretty far-fetched.
I'm not clear. What clip was Tucker talking about? I don't know what clip Tucker was referring to. I'll get some context for you there, because I think that's a little out of context. Did Tom Cotton say, well, let's give Milley the benefit of the doubt? But it does feel, is it just me? Or are these Republicans being very timid in their response to what appears to be a flat-out act of treason? Why are they afraid to go down that path? Now, everything that people accuse Lindsey Graham of being, a globalist, a war guy that is going to always give cover to the military, is that what's at play here? When you hear Lindsey Graham say, oh, I'm not going to try somebody in the media, well, that's all well and good. These guys, they give volatile quotes all the time. They are constantly, let's face it, we all do. And it's noble to say, let's not try General Milley in the press. A book is coming out that has been written by two of the most respected journalists in the country, Robert Costa and Bob Woodward. Of Watergate fame is Robert Woodward, suggesting that General Milley secretly called our adversary, China, and told them, if we're going to plan to attack you, don't worry, I'll warn you. Now, Lindsey Graham's a smart guy. Tom Cotton's a smart guy. What are they afraid of? Why are they unwilling to call this General Milley out? Let's dive in. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome in. It's Thursday, September the 16th. I hope you join us. Press 1 to come on air with us. When you dial 1-800-655-MIKE, press 2 to leave a voicemail, or text us your comments to the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. I got to get your response to this, because it seems to me that Tucker Carlson is asking a perfectly reasonable question. Why in the world do we have Republican leaders who seem to be tiptoeing around a treasonous act as described in Woodward and Costa's book, Peril? Are they bought and paid for by China? Is it the fact that it's China that's involved in this? Or why are they protecting Milley? 1-800-655-MIKE. Your voice coming up.
Celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast. We're so grateful for your support over the years. And the best is yet to come.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 Quick Start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor, for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
I was wondering, what would they say if tomorrow, like an admiral, for instance, said that he don't like how Biden's been acting erratically and decides to call China and says, don't worry, if he acts up or Russia, you know, I've got it under control. It just seems really a bad thing.
Well, we have a treasonous president, so why wouldn't he have a treasonous general? What do you think?
Oh, Mike, Milley would be guilty of sedition, not treason. We have to be at war with a country to be considered treason, but he would be considered guilty of sedition.
It's bizarre to me that Republican leaders aren't unified in widespread condemnation. And those two clips didn't seem to go together, Tucker's clip with Tom Cotton's clip. So we want to play it in context here in just a moment. Let's play this together. I want to hear the full context of Tucker's response asking, where is Senator Tom Cotton on this? Where is Lindsey Graham? Where is John Kent? Where are these Republican leaders who ought to be in full-throated condemnation of General Milley? Here's the Tucker clip in context.
People with oversight seem to be on his side. This morning, Tom Cotton, the Republican senator from Arkansas, came on Fox and Friends to talk about Mark Milley. Here's part of that conversation.
This book raises some serious concerns. I'd say some of the allegations seem somewhat far-fetched to me. But General Milley and Secretary Austin are going to be testifying in front of Congress in just a few days, and we'll address these concerns. We don't want to jump to conclusions yet. I know he will address it, and we'll ensure that he addresses it. But this is one of those claims, obviously, that seems a little far-fetched, the idea that an American military general is going to warn an adversary if an attack is coming. As you say, when Donald Trump was never even thinking about a military attack against China, the whole thing is pretty far-fetched.
Oh, we don't want to jump to conclusions yet. Really? What conclusions? At the time that interview took place, this morning, it had already been conclusively established that Mark Milley was pushing open racism on the United States military, that he had bragged to fellow officers about resisting the American president, quote, with guns, and that he had told military officials that he, not the president, controlled our country's nuclear arsenal. So how much more evidence do you need exactly? And why does no one in Washington consider this a crisis? The leadership of the Pentagon, some of them anyway, constitute a threat to the United States.
Seems right to me. And frankly, from where I sit, Senator Cotton and Senator Graham's milquetoast response to this crisis is pretty bizarre. Chris, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Chris, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, Mike. This is Chris.
Hi.
I just think that Milley should be brought up right now in front of Congress. You know, just subpoena them. Let's get them underneath those.
Well, it's coming up. It's coming up. He's testifying in Congress in just a couple of weeks. It's happening.
Yeah. Forget a couple of weeks. Let's do it now. I mean, they wanted to push President Trump out of the office really quickly. Let's get him up there, put him underneath the earth. That's what he says.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. Here's Michael. Michael, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing great. Appreciate your call.
I just got to say this real quick. I'm very frustrated over this whole situation because this is actually unessential, kind of, even to put this stuff out right now. You know what I mean? In a sense. Yes, it's happened, but if you actually look at it, there is no branch of government right now that is holding each other accountable.
There's no accountability, Michael. There's zero accountability anywhere right now.
They push all this out there to us, right, through the media,
yep,
through all this propaganda stuff, And then they wonder why people are hesitant about vaccines and believe any branch of government right now. They broke down their own trust issue.
You're right. You're so right. I mean, and what a shocker that people don't believe anything they tell us to do. What a shock that people are resistant to vaccine, right? You're right, Michael. Great point. John, you're up. Hey, John, what do you think?
But, Michael, I'm a huge Trump fan, a big supporter of you. I just kind of worried about the author, though. You know, he wrote a book a couple of years ago, and a lot of Trump things with unnamed sources and us Republicans. You know, we were all like, no, you know, there's no sources. I just want to make sure that we've got a clean shot at this, Millie, before we – I don't want to say you're overreacting because you obviously have more info than I do, but I just want to make sure before we pounce that we've got everything lined up.
Fair enough, but John, you got to listen to the Pentagon spokesman yesterday. Right. Another John Kirby. Let's listen together. They're not denying it. Understand that Milley isn't denying the substance of Woodward's book. Listen to what the spokesman said, John, yesterday, and then tell me what you think. Listen.
But it is completely appropriate for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as the senior military advisor to both the secretary and the president, to want to see those protocols reviewed on whatever frequent basis that he wants to do that. So, again, I can't speak to the validity, but I see nothing in what I've read that would cause any concern.
John, they're not denying this.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, yeah, and that's the information that I just didn't have.
Never there you go. My pleasure. Yeah, thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much, and thanks for your support of the show. You have to understand, this. They're not denying that Milley made secret phone calls to China behind the back of the commander-in-chief. Well, let's not jump to conclusions, says Tom Cotton. Well, Lindsey Graham says, I'm not going to try him in the media. What? Why aren't they losing their minds over this like the rest of us are? Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. They impeached Trump over a phone call. Remember? Over a phone call. The president. What are you going to do to Milley, Lindsey Graham? You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free, no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
So as we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID, I'm protected, and now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to that?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Somebody told me that Hugh Hewitt this morning had a general on, and they're saying, oh, well, not quite a big deal. This kind of happens. They have these kind of... What? What? I mean, I'm... So we have a top military official secretly promising to warn China if Trump was going to plan an attack, and that's okay? That's okay with Biden? Evidently it is.
Thank you all for being here, and thank you.
Sir, did General Milley do the right thing, sir?
Thank you. In your opinion,
did General Milley do the right thing?
I have great confidence in General Milley.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
had a friend who had a medical procedure yesterday, and he said, boy, that medicine made me, the propofol or whatever it is, made me so groggy, I thought I woke up and heard Biden say, I have great confidence in General Milley. I mean, and yet the establishment is circling the wagons and protecting him. This is crazy. I mean, this is the ultimate gaslighting. Oh, you know, we're the crazy ones. We think it's a problem if, and incidentally, questions about the validity of the book. Why is John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, saying, I see nothing here that's a problem? They're not denying the substance of this story. Huge cover in the New York Post today, a picture of Milley with the Chinese general. They're both cavorting with each other. Wolf in chief's clothing. President Biden and the Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley. Biden still is giving Milley support despite the revelation that Milley told Chinese General Li Xiancheng he'd warn him of any plan by President Trump. Oh, nothing to see here. Oh, let's not jump to conclusions. You know what this is about? We all know it. This is the establishment. This is what the beast was so terrified of when Trump was elected. This is what they were so worried about. Because Trump went in and said, I'm anti-establishment. I don't like these coalitions. I don't like a war with no conclusion or no outcome planned. I don't like rhinos who are in cahoots with big tech. I mean, he wanted to just upset the apple cart in a way that infuriated them. It's not about his tweets. It's not about his personality or his disposition. It's about the way he tried to upend the establishment, and he largely did. You know why Biden is going to fail on this vaccine mandate using OSHA? Because thanks to Trump's deregulation efforts, they don't have enough people at OSHA to enforce it anyway. They don't even have the bodies because Trump wisely was trying to scale and peel all this bureaucracy back. They didn't, because through attrition, they were not filling positions at OSHA. They got like 1,100 people at OSHA to try to enforce a country of 300 million. Good luck with that. Everybody knows Biden's using OSHA as the end around that he thinks he can cling to rather than an official government mandate, and it's still a mandate. But my Lord, if you've got Republicans like Tom Cotton and Lindsey Graham failing to outright condemn what is being reported about Mark Milley, we got a big problem. And, you know, I mean, of course, you wouldn't expect anything from the Democrats. They're sitting around saying, they didn't mind impeaching Trump for a nothing phone call with Ukraine. But now Milley? Oh, the cat got your tongue? Nancy Pelosi? Unreal. Well, they call generals all the time. No big deal. 1-800-655-MIKE. Portions of our show are brought to you by Relief Factor. Tell you a lot about Relief Factor. I love telling you about pain relief that is 100% drug-free. Been telling you about Relief Factor for over 5 years. We believe in Relief Factor here at Team Gallagher. What are you waiting for? If you've got back pain, leg pain, neck pain, hip pain, give it a try. The 3-week quick start costs $19.95. This is a way where you can take the product out for a little bit of a test drive. Check it out. Go to ReliefFactor.com. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes your pain in the first place. Call 1-800-500-8384 to get started. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Here, it's real simple. Try it for 3 weeks. If it works for you like it has for me and so many others, welcome to pain-free living. If it doesn't work, you're out $19.95. What do you have to lose? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Chris, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Thanks for joining us. How are you? Chris, you there?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good, Chris. How you?
Good. Good. Hey, I just want to touch on something that you're just talking about, the finality of everything. We never got anything finalized with Eric Swalwell. No Republicans ever stood up and said anything about him. There's not going to be any finality to any of this the COVID-19 vaccine. No, we can't prove that. I can't prove I don't need it. They can't prove to me that I do need it. It's everything just keeps getting thrown into the mix. Now we have General Milley supposedly talking to the Chinese, and the Republicans aren't going to say anything about that. There's absolutely no finality to anything that's coming out over the past 4 or 5 years. You know?
It's what the caller said a few minutes ago, Chris, about a lack of accountability, and that's exactly right. There's zero accountability. And listen, this is a powerful case. And I said this as soon as this was revealed. If it's true, you could argue that Milley was giving aid and comfort to our enemy. I want to get some defense for this. I mean, here's Mark's perspective, who understands why Senator Tom Cotton and Senator Lindsey Graham seem hesitant to condemn the reporting of General Milley. Hey, Mark, thanks very much for your perspective. I appreciate your call. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good.
I'm a retired trial attorney. Senators Cotton and Graham are attorneys. And when I was practicing, I tried to go by the mantra that extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. I didn't come up with that, but that's something that I used. And I would think that they have access to information that we don't. If they see a transcript or if there's some corroboration, if there's someone else on the call that verifies what happened, I think that you'll see it.
Isn't the failure of Milley's spokesperson or Milley himself to deny the reporting proof enough for you, Mark? They're not denying the calls happened.
No, because if I were advising them, I would advise them to not say anything and make and let the case be made against them.
All right, Mark, humor me. If the calls were made as reported, then what?
Oh, then what? Then I would think that that's grounds for treason, although that's what I would think. But
all right, I appreciate your call, Mark. Thank you. I have a little bit of a hard time hearing you, but I appreciate your call very much. Mark says, well, I mean, I said that initially, too. This is so wild, it's hard to believe. They're not denying it. John Kirby stood up and said, I see nothing in what I've read that would cause concern. Jen Psaki stood up and says, Biden has complete faith in General Milley, but did not deny the substance of the accusation that Milley certainly violated the civilian chain of command, as he apparently did not tell President. President Trump is calling him out on it. So I think the argument, well, maybe it didn't happen, doesn't hold water. Let's listen to Circle Back Psaki.
Well, what I can assure you all of is that the president knows General Milley. He has been chairman of the Joint Chiefs for almost 8 months of his presidency. They've worked side by side through a range of international events. And the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution.
My gosh. I mean, as the New York Post lays this out, Milley almost certainly violated the civilian chain of command. Prosecutors could argue that Milley committed treason if his statements rose to the level of giving China aid and comfort. The military could court-martial him for insubordination or showing contempt for the president, stripping him of his commission. But all of these actions are at the discretion of President Biden, who expressed support for Milley, as you heard. All of this, again, Tucker Carlson saying, why is Tom Cotton willing to give General Milley the benefit of the doubt? Here's cut nine again. Let's hear again Senator Lindsey Graham on with Lawrence Jones. And kudos again to Lawrence for trying to call Senator Graham out and say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Listen to this exchange. It's extraordinary.
Well, number one, I don't want to try General Milley or anybody else in the media. You know, Mike was a Green Beret. He was a warrior out there killing the bad guys. I spent 33 years as a judge advocate in the Air Force, as a military judge, defense counsel, and prosecutor. So before we court-martial somebody, let's get the evidence. What do I want to hear? I want to hear from Milley. I'm tired of talking about what the book says Milley said. I want to see the transcript, and I want to hear from Milley. And I will say this, as been a military lawyer for 33 years, if the book is accurate and the conversation did occur as described in the book, General Milley undercut civilian control of the
Senator,
military.
I just want to stay with you for a second because I hear what you're saying, and everyone is innocent until proven otherwise. But we already know from the interim DOD, the acting Secretary of Defense, that he did not approve the second phone call. Now, I know the generals like doing what they want to do, but we have a system in America. Yeah. It wasn't approved. So should he resign simply based on that?
Well, Dan, we don't know what the phone call was about. Dan nailed
it. Doesn't matter.
What the hell were they talking about?
It wasn't approved.
Generals talk to generals all the time about the state of military exercises. I don't buy that at all. The content does matter. Dan was right. If the content was that we've got a shaky president, I promise you we're not going to attack, but if he does something crazy, I'll give you a heads up. That's completely unacceptable.
Now, I've known Senator Lindsey Graham for a long time. I've seen him for years on television. I've interviewed him many, many times. And I don't know about you. He seems very uncomfortable with that conversation. That's not the Lindsey Graham that you normally hear. Well, that's not certainly the Lindsey Graham in full-throated defense of Brett Kavanaugh, pounding the table. That's not the Lindsey Graham that seems, you know, very confident, frankly, in his position. He seems very, very uncomfortable. And when Lawrence Jones pushed back that way, Lindsey sounded a little bit almost defeated. And incidentally, did you notice him? Is Mark Milley known as Mike? Because if Lindsey Graham has a deep familiarity, unless I don't know something, maybe somebody can tell me. Text me the issue, that distinction, because I've seen a number of people call General Mark Milley Mike. Maybe that's a nickname. I've never heard of Mike as a nickname for Mark. Mike is my nickname for Michael. Named for Mike. I was named for St. Michael the Archangel, trying to steer you through troubled waters and get you out of Satan's lair. Or something. I don't know. But why is Lindsey Graham calling Mark Milley Mike? If you've got the answer to that, text me on the MyPillow text line. I'll keep my eyes peeled. 1-800-655-6453. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's a busy, busy Breaking News Thursday. I'm glad you're here.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com. Mike Gallagher.
The great Miranda Devine weighs in on the General Milley thing in the New York Post. And so honestly, if you're hearing radio interviews with generals who say, well, it's not that big a deal. I mean, generals talk to generals all the time. I talked yesterday about Nancy Pelosi's involvement, and that's what she dives into. Let me quote from her article. I mean, General Mark Milley became so deranged that he cast himself, allegedly, as the hero of a 7 days in May-style fever dream in which only he could save the nation from Trump launching nuclear war with China to stay in office. It's an insane scenario, a left-wing equivalent of the most far-fetched QAnon conspiracies, she writes. But this is what is claimed in the Woodward Costa book entitled Peril. So alarmed was the tightly wound general about what he imagined Trump might do, that he made secret calls to his counterpart in China, promising to warn him if the president ordered an attack. It's clear that Milley, or people authorized by him, leaked details of his delusional derring do to a number of authors because he's proud of his actions. His lack of shame bodes ill for the country if he remains the nation's highest-ranking military officer as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The botched withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan over which he presided was bad enough, she writes. What's next? And the most disturbing part, she writes, of the Milley story is Nancy Pelosi's malign influence. The general seemed to treat her as his commander-in-chief. Pelosi, who was engaged in a blood feud with Trump that sent her batty, manipulated and bullied Milley. A transcript of a call with Pelosi 2 days after the January 6th Capitol riot, obtained by the Peril authors, has her ranting at Milley about Trump's access to nuclear weapons. Pelosi said, if they couldn't even stop him from an assault on the Capitol, who even knows what else he may do? And is there anybody in charge of the White House who was doing anything but kissing his fat butt all over this? He's crazy. You know he's crazy. He's been crazy for a long time. So don't say you don't know what his state of mind is. Milley reportedly responded, Madam Speaker, I agree with you on everything. After Pelosi's hysterical call, he phoned China. General Lee, you and I have known each other for now 5 years, Milley reportedly told him. If we're going to attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. He also convened a top meeting of military officials. It was not his place to insert himself in the chain of command. He's just a military advisor to the president, no role in commanding troops. But by then, he was a fully paid-up member of the Trump derangement cult in Washington. Milley's delusions of grandeur, she writes, could get us all killed. For real, as Joe Biden likes to say. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Love telling you about these great, great folks at Fellowship Home Loans. I'm in the middle right now of doing a refi with them. They took the interest rate I had on a property from 6.375% to 3%. Oh, yeah, saving a lot of money, putting a bunch of money in my pocket for some remodeling I'm doing at a property. Give them a call. Get the ball rolling. 800-510-MIKE or online fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Fellowship Home Loans, Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 60134. All right, coming up, I've got the decision of decisions to make, and I'm going to need your help. I'm being offered a booster shot to go with my Johnson & Johnson vaccine. My booster shot will be one dose of Pfizer. Is that okay? Should we be even thinking this way? It's all coming up.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.